This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran says it will no longer abide by any of the limits of its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers as the Islamic Republic and the United States trade hostile messages. That's following the killing of a top Iranian general in an American airstrike. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Hundreds of thousands of people flooded streets in Iran Sunday to walk alongside a casket carrying the remains of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani. He was the leader of its Expeditionary Quds Force, which organizes Tehran's proxy forces around the Middle East. Iran's parliament opened with lawmakers chanting, "Death to America." Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani said President Trump had committed a big crime. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
"We've told the Iranian regime enough. You can't get away with using proxy forces and think your homeland will be safe and secure. We're going to respond against the actual decision makers."
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament is calling for the expulsion of U.S. troops from the country in response to the attack. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Islamic extremists killed three U.S. military personnel on Sunday when they attacked a military base used by U.S. and Kenyan forces along the border with Somalia. The extremists stormed past a perimeter surrounding the Manda Bay airfield. They destroyed several U.S. aircraft and a number of vehicles before U.S. and Kenyan forces beat them back. The U.S. Africa Command says the three killed were a U.S. service member and two contractors. Two other contractors were wounded. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the pre-dawn attack on Sunday. You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. Check out our mobile app. And from Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Pro-government legislators seized control of Venezuela's opposition-dominated legislature on Sunday, moving to install a backer of President Nicolas Maduro as National Assembly president. Meanwhile, government security forces blocked opposition lawmakers from entering the building. The political opposition denounced the move as illegitimate. They see it as a bid to undermine the authority of Assembly President Juan Guaido. He is seen by the United States and nearly 60 other countries as the country's legitimate leader. Guaido had been expected to be re-elected Sunday to a second one-year term as National Assembly President. Australia continues to battle wildfires that have scorched millions of hectares across three states. Cooler temperatures and lighter winds on Sunday brought little relief from the fires that firefighters have battled for the past few weeks. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Finally, some respite for residents in southern parts of Australia, as cooler temperatures and some much-needed rain mean an easing for now from the devastating bushfires that have raged throughout the region. Evacuations are continuing as thick smoke still hangs in the air. In the town of Eden in New South Wales, residents hung on to what belongings they could and waited for buses and boats to take them to safety. Similar scenes in other small towns across the state saw residents wait for news of what remains of their homes and businesses. Initial estimates put damaged or destroyed properties in the hundreds, but authorities said that the mass evacuations by residents of at-risk areas appear to have prevented major loss of life.
Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Cybersecurity experts say with Iran bent on revenge, a cyber attack is a non-military way to get back at the United States. AP's Julie Walker.
From cyber attacks on our U.S. banks and other financial institutions to our infrastructure, Iran has done it before and will do it again, says cybersecurity expert Sandra Joyce of FireEye.
They need to attempt to create some symbolic or meaningful action as the revenge that they've been talking about, but it really needs to land short of provoking this full military response by the U.S.
She also says they may attack our elections with disinformation campaigns as they've done in the past.
In some cases, we've seen them actually impersonate political candidates.
Joyce says they can use those cyber attacks to grow anti-American sentiment. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials say at least 24 people were killed and 23 injured in Cambodia after a building collapsed, trapping workers under the rubble. The seven-story concrete building collapsed on Friday in the coastal town of Kep. That's about 160 kilometers southwest of the capital, Phnom Penh. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
R&B.